Allah Azza wa Jal says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name or with the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. Let's talk about why do you even start off with this in the first place before we get into its meaning. Number one, when it comes to the blessings of using Bismillah or what it's titled as the Basmala, number one, it brings Allah Azza wa Jal to your mind. This is all you're going to think about. When you take that first step and you walk into your home and you say Bismillah, the first thing you're thinking about is Allah Azza wa Jal walking into your home. So if it happens to be a mouse crawling by or a roach that comes crawling towards you, Bismillah, by hearing Allah Azza wa Jal's name, you know, ringing into your ears, you automatically become conscious, you automatically become very calm, and you don't freak out, you don't get scared, you can turn on the lights, you can do all of the normal things in a normal, calm fashion. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim brings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mind of that believer. Another blessing is that it prevents us from doing evil actions as well. Because what you are asking is you are asking barakah from Allah Azza wa Jal. So that automatically protects you from doing any evil. Number three, the person will always attain Allah's support when they start off an action, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anytime you want Allah's support in anything you do in your life, you want to get married, Bismillah. You want to divorce, Bismillah. You want to get a job, Bismillah. Every single thing that you do, Bismillah should be at the tip of your tongues. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in so many ahadith that anything that you start, if it hasn't start off with Bismillah, it's always going to be deficient. Meaning it's always going to be losing something behind it. You're never going to be satisfied. You're always going to say to yourself, Subhanallah, it could have been better. Subhanallah, had I started it this way, it would have been better for me. Subhanallah, had I concluded it this way, it would have been better. You're always going to be asking yourself these questions. So Bismillah is a very, very profound word to have. Very, very profound way to start off any action. It's important that we mention very briefly that Bismillah, some of the scholars, they differed whether you should say this when you enter a washroom. In addition to that, some of the scholars even differed whether Bismillah should be said before you start your wudu. Because we know the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the moment you begin wudu, it was his practice that every single time he performed wudu, he would say Bismillah. But when you look at the washrooms today and the way that they're designed, you have the toilet right beside you, and you want to say Bismillah and you're sitting in this room now, this washroom, and you don't know whether to say it or not. Vast majority of scholars allow you to say Bismillah when you're in the washroom only for wudu. And they place a very strict conditions on this. The main condition is that when you say Bismillah in the washroom, is that you do not say it out in a loud voice. It should be something that only you yourself can hear. So literally you're whispering this to the lowest, calmest voice that you have, and then you begin your wudu. Why? Because that we don't have a narration the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed wudu and didn't say Bismillah. This is why scholars became so strict about this opinion. And really and truly, brothers and sisters, the way the washrooms are designed today is very different from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the way to design a washroom, believe it or not, even the sharia talks about this. The way to design a washroom is that the toilet must always be in a separate room from the shower and the sink. This is why the shower and the sink, they has a different title. It's called hammam. Hammam is the shower and the sink. The toilet is called mirhadun. Where this is the place where it's restricted just for that and that alone. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even Musa alaihi salam, there's narrations that every time they wanted to go and relieve themselves, they would go to one area in the desert. But when it came to showering, they would go to a separate place and they would bathe themselves. So from that we get a ruling that these things initially should have been separate, but unfortunately the way things are designed today is very different. This is why we always have to try and make sure that we can find some way to preserve the practice of the Prophet ﷺ in the conditions that we have. It just doesn't simply mean, well look, the washroom is set up in a certain way, I'm just going to exclude that. No. The Sharia doesn't allow us to do that. So this is why scholars had many, many discussions to figure out how to get around this rule. Going back to the basmala, Allah Azza wa Jal again starts off with the ba, bismillah. Bismillah starts off with this ba, but the ba is attached to a word that is called ismun. Ismun literally means name. When you add the ba, as we mentioned, it means with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now this is interesting. Why the name of Allah? Why not the power of Allah? Why not the security of Allah? Why His actual name? Scholars differ on this once again. Why does it start off with His name and not some other attribute? Why doesn't it say Bismil Rahman or Bismil Qadir or something else? Why Bismillah? From the Basmala alone, scholars unanimously agree. Allah is the strongest and most powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No name is more superior to the name Allah. Why? Because Allah starts off every surah, excluding one, with this basmala itself. So the ba, it starts off and it gives the word a genitive form, so it puts a kasra onto that word. And this, of course, entails all of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, of course, we have the name Allah, and Allah, as we mentioned, we will come to it shortly once we get to the verses that speak specifically about the names and attributes and the characteristics of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We will leave that portion of the basmala when we come to the ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. When we come to the second verse, we will talk about Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim and what's the difference between the two. Let's go in and conclude with the virtues of the basmala, and then we will just take a short break, inshaAllah. When it comes to the blessings of the basmala, there are again a number of texts and a number of ahadith. Imam Ahmad reports that this is an incident that happened with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he mentions that one of the Sahaba said that I was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his mount stumbled, and I said, "May Shaytan perish!" In other words, the mount that he would sit on that horse, it fell. And the Prophet ﷺ himself fell. So this Sahaba said, "May the shaitan perish." He blamed it on the shaitan that this happened. Upon hearing this, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not say, 'May shaitan perish.' For when you say, shaitan becomes exalted." He becomes stronger. He becomes stronger when you say, "May shaitan perish." Why? Again, this has its own discussion. The fact that the shaitan may have caused something like this to happen, if you give it its attention, it becomes stronger. So that's how it works. The more attention you give shaitan of the things that they do. Let me give you an example. When a person is possessed, the first thing that people do, a lot of Muslims, the first thing that they will do, and this is just because they don't have the experience when it comes to the exorcism. The first thing they do is what? They get scared. And they don't realize that when you become scared of shaitan, that becomes food for shaitan. Shaitan becomes much more stronger, the more scared you become. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah An-Nisa that the shaitan is da'if. So make sure that you keep up your spiritual strength. Stand up in front of the shaitan. Stand up of that person. Well, you can take a few steps back so you don't get kicked or punched, right? But stand back in front of the person who is possessed. And don't be afraid and don't run away and say, "I can't handle this, I can't do anything about this." Because it becomes fruit from the shaitan based on this hadith. But the narration, it continues. "It was by my power that I injured him." So the Prophet ﷺ, even though he perished or he fell off of his horse, he still managed to gain strength, and that strength alone managed to repel the shaitan. But Prophet ﷺ corrects this Sahaba and says, "Say Bismillah." So if something happens, something suddenly, you ever notice that some people, when you see like a person's climbing a stairs and he trips and he falls, immediately some people's reaction is, "Oh my God, Bismillah." This is actually the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do this. So if something were to happen suddenly, some calamity, Bismillah, and you stop. Okay, and this here of course brings the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last one that I would leave you with is one hadith that is narrated in Bukhari by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if when one of you wishes to go to his wife and have a relationship with her, then you start off with Bismillah. And then there's of course a specific dua. The point is that Bismillah, to summarize this whole discussion, Bismillah, without it, every single act that you do, whether it is an act of worship or just a lifestyle act, without Bismillah, you will lose the barakah and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that life is going to be over and things are going to be difficult, but you're always going to lose a bit of that essence in whatever it is that you're doing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim moist on our tongues always and forever, inshaAllah.